Okay, we're going to go ahead and continue on. We're going to go back to our petitions. We've already heard from those that have brought those petitions forward. Thank you. We'll begin with number 8, the blowgun fishing. We heard from Charles Ward from Rapid City. Thank you, Charles. And now our Director of Wildlife, Tom Kirschman, is here.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the Commission, again, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. Madam Chair, was there any other time that you wanted or posed questions to the petitioner before
I make
any statements?
That's a good idea. Yes, thank you.
Or?
Do we have any questions at this time for Mr. Ward? I know we did kind of ask when he was up here, but were there any follow-up questions? Looks like there are no questions for Mr. Ward.
Very good. Thank you, Madam Chair and Commissioners. So again, you heard the petition and the explanation from Mr. Ward that brought this petition forward to you. Again, as a reminder, we did have a conversation a little over a year ago. Another petition was brought forward by an individual at that time asking for the allowance or the use of blowguns for fishing as well. As we looked at this as an agency and looked at it from an opportunity standpoint, different methods of take, what it would all entail, certainly looking at the justifications and the rationale from the petitioner in providing this, you could almost look at it as another season, if I may, or another take, obviously, of fish. We had some good conversations. It also brought up multiple questions for us and things that would need to be discussed in further detail and some items that we would have to look into with more levels of complexity, in particular with surrounding states when we talk about boundary waters. So with that, we bring forward a recommendation of denial right now. Some of the reasons for that, when we look at this concept, obviously, as the petitioner stated, this would affect all bodies of water for South Dakota, and that would include these boundary waters. Most of our boundary waters are in retrospect with the states of Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota in particular. One of the things that we do try to work very closely with our neighboring states on these types of issues, we know that our schedules are not the same. Some of their rule regulation takes place at different times of the year than what we do. And so when we do have these types of conversations or discussions, we like to bring those well in advance and try to coordinate amongst the two states on when their process happens. And certainly we haven't done that with this particular topic based on being a petition submitted. So that coordination and the importance of working with neighboring states on these boundary waters is a critical component that certainly levels or enhances the level of complexity and work that we would have to do. Another piece that was talked about for us internally is, as the petition's written, this would apply for all fish species. You know, for example, panfish, other game fish, rough fish, even talked about including paddlefish. And I'm quite confident you would hear and we would hear quite a few comments in respect to some of those species out there, no different than we hear comments and discussions around spearfishing, bull fishing, and even just regular take. So there's some other items there. Honestly, as an agency and our staff, we talk to aquatic staff, we talk to our law enforcement staff. This has not been an item that has been brought forward in terms of requests or something that is a high demand out there or something that's really being the public coming to us and asking for this additional opportunity. Again, we reached out to law enforcement staff who talked to, obviously, all of our anglers across the state. We talked to our aquatic staff, and basically the summary on that was this is just something that does not come in front of them. So for those reasons there, our recommendation would be denial at this time on this particular issue, and I will turn it over to you, Madam Chair, and try to answer any questions that you may have or take any direction from the commission as well.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Commissioner Whitmire.
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Tom. Well, first off, I guess on proposals, just for clarification, it's either thumbs up or thumbs down, so I'm not looking at modifying anything. But currently, as the petition are they looking at the same species that we currently allow for archery? I guess just coming back from break versus going through it, is it duplicate? Is it just another archery type method?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Whitmire, again, as you read over it, it talks about, it doesn't give the exact species, so in looking at our interpretation of the petition as well, it would include all fish species out there that we do have the opportunity to harvest, whether that's game or rough fish, correct? And so the challenge in some of the discussion that we had last time around this topic is, what is the proper definition of this, and looking at in comparison to line and hook, spear fishing, those types of things, spearing, archery, and we found some nuances and differences. So to say it's completely exact, I would say no. We would have to look at some how the rules are written right now and figure out where does it or does it not fit.
Follow-up, Commissioner?
Yeah, thank you. You know, one of the things on the game fish, I mean, if we're not, I wouldn't want to allow something for game fish that we're not currently doing for archery, I guess, you know, simply put. I mean, I think we've got other concerns, especially with paddlefish, you know, things like that. And so I guess that would be my big apprehension to it. Otherwise, we did move a petition ahead, I believe, for further discussion, and we really got no other support for it, I believe, at the follow-up for finalization, and therefore we did not finalize or approve it upon finalization. Is that your...
Madam Chair, you're correct, Commissioner Whitmire. Last time you did, as a commission, move it forward for the rule process and to take public comment. And if I remember right, there was literally or very little comment coming back for support at that time.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions for Director Kirschenman? Quick question, if you could, and you started to talk about this a little bit, when we have to work with other states and we make changes, can you just go over again what that would look like, that time frame, and how long that typically takes?
Madam Chair, so coordination with Boundary Waters, typically our staff, both aquatics and law enforcement staff, meet with the surrounding states, in particular Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, where we do have multiple Boundary Waters that we coordinate with and work with. Each state, and I'd have to go back to staff and ask what are the specific dates or months, but there are months that we meet with them. Now, we'll meet differently with Minnesota than we meet with Iowa and that we would meet with Nebraska, right? Just because they have different time frames and processes as well. But I go back to an example. We had a conversation a couple years ago talking about catfish and a certain length and allowing one at a larger length for catfish on some boundary waters as well. We worked very closely with Iowa in particular, the example I remember with there, and they had interest in it as well, very similar interest that we did. So we exchanged ideas, recommendations. Each respective state went back and did their work internally through their agencies, through their commissions, or whatever entities they had to work through. And in that particular one, that took us almost a year until from we started the conversations to the each state went through their rule promulgation process, make sure that we were coordinating and coming to agreement. But it took close to a year till it was all done, just because their timing is different than ours, for example. So I don't think a year would be too short of a time frame to look at.
Any other questions? Any comments before we move forward with the decision? I guess I would just say, I do remember us talking about this last year, and there was few folks that stepped forward. My biggest heartburn is the boundary waters and the complexities that exist with trying to navigate this with our friends in Nebraska and Iowa. And so for that reason, I would look at moving forward with the suggestion of denial. At this time, if there are no other comments, we do need a motion and a second.
Madam Chair.
Oh, yes, Commissioner White.
Commissioner White here. Again, based on the facts that we are not in compliance with other states in this, I would move that we deny this petition.
Moved by Commissioner White.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bartling. Any questions? All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The denial is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and we'll work together with Mr. Katilnik and your conversations to draft a resolution for your action tomorrow, if that will work for the agenda.
Very good.